Mila ran her hand through her sandy blonde hair. Her caramel-colored eyes stared blankly inside her patrol vehicle. She was sure something was wrong. Her cop instincts told her so. Simply because she'd only just completed her police academy training and was a rookie patrol officer didn't mean that her routine-driven mother wasn't missing. Her mother hadn't shown up for her shift at the local hospital, which was not like her at all. The first thing Mila did was check the Find My Phone link she'd placed on her smartphone. Her mother hadn't understood the new tech, but Mila had, and she made sure she linked their whole family. Unfortunately, her mom was always misplacing her phone. As a police officer, Mila knew every phone was trackable, even burner phones, unless someone used a special burner app, and was sophisticated enough to alter the phone. But that was not her mother. Besides, utilizing the Find My Phone tool made it quicker and easier to locate a lost phone immediately. When she saw the phone was in the general vicinity of the hospital, that told her she'd made it to her place of employment. She knew she might get in trouble for taking a quick detour to the hospital during her watch, considering Mila had only just begun. But that was where she'd located her mother's phone. What if something happened to her before she entered the hospital and no one thought to look for her? Her mother was healthy, but that didn't mean she hadn't suffered a heart attack or aneurysm. The hospital had first called her father, but he hadn't picked up. She loved her father, but he often left his personal cell phone in his office and forgot to check his messages. His work phone was always with him because, as chief of police, it was almost a requirement to stay connected 24/7 to the politicians. Mila resented how all the other officers presumed she'd gotten her position because of her connection to the chief. Gritting her teeth, she reminded everyone she graduated at the top of her class and received the highest score on her physical agility test. Mila wasn't very tall, but she was a force to be reckoned with. Compact and muscular, she often appeared more imposing than someone taller. Marching up to the first detective she could find at the station, fire in her amber eyes, she pleaded her case. "Frank, I'm telling you, something is wrong. Mom never misses a shift, ever. Not that I would pull the chief card, but when it comes to my mom, I'm not above doing whatever it takes for you to get off your lazy ass and pursue this." Mila's jaw tightened as she made the impassioned plea. Or was it a threat? Frank, a slovenly detective with a noticeable pot belly pushing against the buttons of his too-tight shirt, answered.
"Ah, come on, Mila. She hasn't even been missing for 24 hours.
You know as well as I do there's no set amount of time for a person to be missing before the police can begin investigating." Frank sighed and pushed his fingers through his unkempt graying hair.
"Okay, tell me everything you know and I'll do some follow-up."
"I want Bernie on the case. Where is she?" Mila looked around the office.
"Bernie's been through 6 partners. She's a bigger ball buster than you."
Frank grimaced before bringing the coffee to his pale, bulbous lips. "Fine. Tell me where she is right now and I'll approach her. I'll even give you a pass and work with her myself as long as you cover for me." Mila smirked, knowing this was what she'd hoped for all along. Frank might be a halfway decent detective, and that was being generous, but he didn't go the extra mile like Bernie.
"I'm a detective, not a patrol officer. I'll do no such thing."
Frank huffed, hiking up his pants. "Then call in a marker and get my shifts covered for the next few days." Mila batted her amber eyes. "Come on, Frank. You owe me for not telling your wife about that bachelor's party where the stripper gave you instead of the groom-to-be that lap dance."
"Why were you even there? It was supposed to be a guy's thing."
Mila shrugged. "Can I help it if the groom is a good friend and knows I like the ladies? You might have gotten the lap dance by mistake, but I got her number."
"All right, I'll find your replacement. Pete owes me."
Frank chuckled.
"But good luck with Bernie. She was in a particularly foul mood this morning. I think she's talking with the captain in his office. Getting her butt chewed, if I'm not mistaken."
His eyes shifted to the closed door with the blinds shut tight. "Thanks, Frank. Consider the slate clean. My lips are sealed forever." Mila pantomimed, zipping her lips shut.
Yeah, it's a good thing I like you, kid."
"Don't call me kid," she scowled at him.